This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day all and sundry. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, the North East Radio Club Tech Night last Friday was a detailed explanation of switch mode power supplies given to us by Keith, VK5OQ. He explained their design and operation with circuit illustrations, and there were some examples of some switch mode power supplies that he has made. So many thanks, Keith, for that excellent lecture. Now, one of the North East Radio Club's most popular activities is the Coffee Club on Wednesday mornings at the Tea Tree Gully Library. Now, the gathering at this event produces a very loud level of conversation by those attending. However, during last Wednesday's Coffee Club, the discussions were silenced when a council worker who collected the batteries from the recycle bin made a noise that was so loud that he completely silenced the meeting. Anyway, come along next Wednesday and see if that happens again. And of course, as you know, this month has got five Fridays, and this Friday lunch will also be the North East Radio Club Christmas dinner, and this will be held at the Tea Tree Gully Hotel at 1349 North East Road, Tea Tree Gully. Now, this used to be just called the Tea Tree Gully Hotel, but now they call it the Gully Public House and Garden. However, get there at 12 noon and join in the fun of our last lunch for 2024. That's next Friday at the Tea Tree Gully Hotel for our Christmas lunch. Well, that's all we've got for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Almost straight after hearing this, many of our Mount Gambier members will be heading for Lake McIntyre on the outskirts of Millicent for our 2024 Christmas barbecue. With a bit of luck, the weather will be perfect, and all present will yet again enjoy a few hours of good company in an idyllic setting. A project funded by the Wattle Range Council, Lake McIntyre is a native wildlife and vegetation reserve. It has been created from an old quarry in which a spring was disturbed. The area is now a haven for birds, and bird hides are provided. There are free barbecues and picnic areas, walking trails and toilets. We have been fortunate in that we have been using this facility for a number of years now, and it's very hard to come up with a better venue. Now that the legends of the Lake Hill Climb is over and done with, and the outside broadcast hut is safely back at our club rooms, we can resume setting it up. There are still some minor fit-out projects to complete, and we need to repaint the outside. In its current form, it proved to be a huge improvement in ease of use over our old setup, as it made life a great deal more user-friendly for Kate, VK5FKLY, who spent the whole 3 days of the event locked inside, except for brief spells when she was relieved by Diana, VK5FDCS. Thanks to a bit of forethought and imagination, we seem to be able to simplify the setup process for the hill climb a bit each year, but it is still a process that occupies a good part of the week preceding the event itself. At the present time, we have a few members who are in hospital or care facilities and would like to wish them all the very best and to let them know that we are thinking of them. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark VK5QI for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up next weekend is AREG's next high-altitude balloon launch, Horus 63. We're currently targeting a launch date of Sunday the 1st of December, with our usual launch time of 10 a.m. This will be from either Mount Barker or Auburn, with the launch site to be decided mid-week once we have decent weather forecasts. As we're getting into summer, there's a very good chance the launch could be delayed due to high temperatures or fire danger. Keep an eye on the AREG website for updates regarding this. This launch will feature a new crossband FM repeater payload, allowing amateur radio operators around the state to communicate via the balloon. This will have an input on 145.075 MHz with a 91.5 Hz CTCSS tone, and an output on 438.975 MHz. This repeater will be run as a controlled net by VK5ARG, and will be offering QSL cards to stations that make a contact throughout the flight. The repeater should be accessible with a handheld radio during the flight, but stations further afield will probably require some gain on 70 centimeters to receive the repeater reliably. Also on this flight will be a new one of our Wennet imagery payloads, with a new camera module. For this, we hope to get live imagery throughout the flight, which will be available online. To find out more about how you can get involved in this launch, either through tracking, using the repeater, or even receiving the imagery, check out the post on the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.